This day, 7 weeks, you'll get your chance to vote for the next President of Ireland, the successor to Michael D. Higgins. On the ballot paper, Catherine Connolly, with the support of the Labour Party, Social Democrats, People Before Profit and more. Fine Gael's nominee, Heather Humphreys, either Jim Gavin or Billy Kelleher from Fianna Fáil, and, well, who knows, a Sinn Féin candidate, a Boomtown rat, an entrepreneur, a river dancer, a former weather forecaster, or even a wheelbarrow, but not a Bertie. He says Micheál Martin was against him.
The only area where he has indicated in the past why he was anti-me was to do with the Mahon Tribunal and the economy. Well, I don't think we can say too much about the economy because we were all in it together, and we were all trying to make sure that the economy was to the best of we could. And the reality is that the economy from 97 to date has grown practically every year, bar the years of the international recession, which was a worldwide recession.
That's Bertie Ahern. Gary Murphy is with us. He's Professor of Politics at DCU. Gary Murphy, thank you very much for coming into us this morning. I said earlier on, Bertie bows out. Can you bow out of a race that you were never really in to begin with?
Probably not. I mean, it's a bit Schrodinger-esque in and out at the same time. But I never thought he was in because the Taoiseach and leader of Fianna Fáil since 2011, Micheál Martin, never wanted him. And Bertie Ahern had been a bit coy over the last year and a half in particular. But let's remember, Bertie Ahern hasn't fought an election in Ireland of any descriptions since 2007. There'll be people voting in 7 weeks' time who weren't even born when he was in his pomp. And it always seemed to me a bit of a stretch, although I was intrigued to hear him talk about the leadership always gets its way. We'll famously remember that he showed Albert Reynolds his own ballot supporting Albert in 1997, when in reality, of course, he was supporting Mary McAleese. I'm going back to 1979, of course, hockey upended the old leadership, beating George Colley. But, you know, all is fair in politics, and I think it's sort of his last hurrah now, Bertie.
Yeah, throw in Saipan. We're all showing our age this morning. Who do you expect to be on the ballot paper in 7 weeks' time?
Well, we know we have Catherine Connolly and Heather Humphreys, as you said, Gavin. I think Jim Gavin will win the Fianna Fáil nomination on Tuesday.
It will comfortably.
Well, we won't know because it'll be a secret ballot. And Pascal Donoghue, who was on early, of course, did the secret ballot for Fine Gael in 2010 when Enda Kenny won, and he's never revealed how that went. So we don't. We knew, for instance, in 1979, the hockey won 44-38. Whether they released the results, I think it's probably unlikely. But there are 35 people who have come out in favour of Jim Gavin. The leadership wants him, all the cabinet wants him. I think it would be an extraordinary revolt against the leadership, even in a secret ballot, if he wasn't to win. But I think Billy Kelleher has done the party some favour in at least ensuring there is a contest, something that, of course, did not happen in Fine Gael.
So that's three. Who else?
Well, of course, we're all waiting to see whether Sinn Féin, what Sinn Féin do. I mean, it seems to me it's quite extraordinary that a party which has ambitions to lead the next government hasn't yet declared for a contest that is only 7 weeks away, where they insist on telling everybody that unity should be the number one issue for the next president. Unity is their raison d'etre in many ways, Sinn Féin as a political party. And the fact that they haven't declared, leaving the field open in terms of media to all other candidates, seems frankly astonishing. I would be amazed if they threw their lot in behind Catherine Connolly, who hasn't really made much of Irish unity in her long career as a public servant. So it would seem to me amazing if Sinn Féin didn't put in their own candidate. Now, if they're serious, there's one candidate who I think would have a good chance of winning, which is Mary Lou MacDonald. I'd be less convinced about Piers Doherty or Rose Conway Walsh or John Finucane or any other candidate they might put in the field. And that's because Mary Lou MacDonald has name recognition to everybody listening to this programme, to people who have no interest in politics, the way Piers Doherty wouldn't, for instance. This is the first citizen of the state. If Sinn Féin are interested in winning elections, I think they've got to fight this one.
Are you enjoying this so far?
Not particularly. I find it sort of stultifying. I'll be writing about this in my Sunday Times column on Sunday. I think all these celebrity candidates coming forward is, you know, making a mockery of the whole idea of why councils might nominate a candidate.
Do you expect any of them to be on the ballot paper?
No, I don't. I mean, I think the one person who might and who has had a political philosophy, although many people will disagree with it, is probably the barrister Maria Steen, who over the course of the last 10 years since the same-sex marriage referendum of 2015 has outlined a coherent political philosophy against Repeal the Eight, against the same sex marriage referendum, against the family and care referendums last year. But it's a formidable barrier to 20 is a formidable barrier in terms of the Oireachtas. And with Sinn Féin, if we assume they're on the ballot, that excludes them supporting anybody. It's hard to see how they would get 20. And then would you really get four councils when there are about, I mean, you mentioned them at the beginning of the item, seven or eight people all looking for a nomination? I just struggle to find out why any council would support anybody who is not offering a coherent vision, a coherent platform for why they want to be a president of Ireland.
Let's see. Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at DCU, thanks for coming into us. Don't go too far. 9:01.